Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Greetings in the name of Jesus. We praise God for August 8, 2021, for being here tonight. We just give him praise, glory, and honor tonight for each and every person tonight. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his kindness. We thank him for his goodness. We just thank him today for just to being in the land of the living. You know, because so many people was here yesterday, is not here today. We have a lot to still be thankful for. So we come to you, you know, thanking and praising God and blessing you. You know, just for all that he's doing, and want you to be encouraged and stay encouraged and keep God on your heart and your mind and in the word of God. Just be blessed. Continue to be blessed on this beautiful day. So we just praise God. Like I said, for each and every person that we call in, we're here to minister to your needs. We're here to let the Holy Spirit use us to yield, as the Holy Spirit will have us to yield, and give out to you what he would have us to give, because we don't know what each and every person needs. We don't even know what we need ourselves, but the Spirit of God that's abiding on the inside of those who have the Spirit of God and allow him to use them, the Spirit knows what they need. They know exactly what they need. They're just like I often tell people, when a mother have a baby, a mother knows what that baby need to eat. And the same way with our Heavenly Father, you know, the Spirit of God on the inside of us. And we have to realize when God is really using a vessel and they are operating through by the Spirit of God, he knows what to give that vessel. He knows what to give that vessel for you to eat. You know, so we just thank you. Thank him, praise him for all that he's doing and going to do. You know, we have to realize that we are not smart. We are not smart, but he is. He is, and he knows exactly what we need at the time that we need it. So we just ask each and every person to be encouraged tonight. I'm going to be encouraged, you know, because I know that God didn't bring me this far to leave me. So I thank and I praise him for that. So we just praise him for his mercy and his glory. We praise him. And we just pray for this nation as a whole. We pray for every leader, wherever they are, whomever they are. We pray for each and every one tonight. We pray that God would just visit our nation, visit other countries. We pray that his supernatural sovereign power will come down and touch his people. You know, we just praise him for that. We glorify him for that tonight because we need a touch from God. We need his supernatural power to come down to change the heart of man. You know, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you tonight. We come against it. You know, the attacks of the enemy, they're coming against our country. We come against our people, Father God, coming against the church, Father God, and Lord God, and just coming against people everywhere, anywhere. We pray against that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We thank you for the miracles and signs and wonders that you're beginning to do, Father. We thank and praise you, Father, that you are confirming your word. You say, we are a believer, signs and wonders to follow. I thank you, Father God, that in my life you will begin to manifest those things that you said that you have been speaking, Father. I thank and I praise you today, God, hallelujah, even for the miracle that you worked today in a young man's life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I just magnify your name tonight. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. We are the great I am. You are the great and mighty God. We thank and praise you, God, as we pray for the, you know, the people in the nursing home, in the hospital, the doctors and nurses. God, we ask you to give them supernatural strength and power, Father God, to be able to fulfill the calling that you have called them out to do, Father God. And not only just them, Father God, but preachers and pastors and things, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that even the churches, Father, Lord God, that you have not called them, not living up to your standard, not teaching your people, not giving your people what they need to cause them to be strengthened and strong in you, Father God. They're not following your will, Father. And Lord God, we just ask you right now, Lord God, to send forth the warring angels to war against the enemy, Father God, and Lord God, and rise up with the, on the inside of the people to begin to have them to go in prayer, whatever you choose to do, to tear down this, thing that the enemy is building up. It's keeping you from being Lord of Lord and God of God in the lives of your people right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak a lot of things with our mouth, but our heart is so far from you. And Lord God, we have spiritually blinded a lot of your people, spiritually blinded. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, if you was giving me not only they spiritually blinded, but they have spiritual dimension, you know, not naturally unto my spiritual, Father God. They mind is just going decayed, Father, in the name of Jesus, about the things of God, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. We just pray, Father God, that you would heal, deliver, and set free, even tonight, Father, even as the word go forth, as the prayer go forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, protect your people. Protect those who are trusting in you, Father. Those who, Lord, are depending on you, Father God. Lord, I'm asking you, Father, in the name of those who are truly depending on you, not just for support and things, God, but to come for visitation, God. To come, Lord God, to reveal yourself unto them. Father, I know your word said you would not let reproach come to us. So, Father, I'm standing in agreement with them, Father. We need you to show up because to show the world, people, that we serve a God who still lives. We serve a God who is still open. He said, saying yes. Yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed, Father. So I stand in proxy with them, Father God. We need a move of the Holy Spirit. We need a supernatural move, Father. We need a miracle, Father. We pray for that miracle tonight, God. We come against the satanic attack. They're coming against the gospel coming against the world, the people. We break the power of the devil right now, Father. We send forth, like I said, your anointing, your power, and your angels forth to tear down everything that sin was building up in the minds of people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We break his power over the lives of peoples right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, God, for moving by your spirit, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. But, Lord God, are dipping us down in the kerosene of your spirit and setting our heart ablaze, God. Lord, fill us with that Holy Ghost in the book of Acts, God. And also, God, in the book of Matthew, when John had said that there was one coming that was mightier than he, going to baptize them in the Holy Ghost and fire. And, Lord, that's the emerging in the Holy Ghost, God. And once we do that, Lord God, we can live that holy life before you. We can live a life of consecrated, set apart, Father, in the name of Jesus, because the Holy Ghost will abide on the inside, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, will control us in the name of Jesus, will cause us to lead us, whatever terminology we want to use right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just pray for those, God, who is being used by you, and the enemy is coming against them, God. They're having spiritual attacks, Lord God, that people is coming against them. They are rejecting them, Father God. And Lord God, they also, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, they're coming against everything. They say they're going through persecution because of living for you and trying to tell the truth, Father. I know, Lord God, that you have equipped us to be able to stand, God. But sometimes, Lord God, it gets so heavy. We need, God, an intervention. We need, God, for you to reveal and show yourself who's strong and how strong you are in the lives of those who are real with you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them, Lord, cry loud and spare not. Let them tell the truth, Father God. Let them call sin, sin, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Even as they were telling Jeremiah, God, to pull down and pluck up, God, and plant and build back up, Father. We thank you for that tonight, God. Hallelujah. And we got to tear down everything that is not of you. God, we got to break the power of and tear it down right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. And I thank you tonight, Lord God, for the invitation that Yana has for dinner, God. I thank you, Father, and praise you. We still see you working. Father, we still see her thanking and praising you for and acknowledge you for what you're doing, God. Hallelujah. That's a whole lot different from a lot of people that I've known, God, in my life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that I have ministered to. I thank God for that. I know that in my heart you're going to bring her out just like you're going to bring me out. But, God, I ask you, and I pray now for strength in her inner man, God. I pray, Father God, that you strengthen her spirit and her mind, Father God. The Lord God, in the name of Jesus, she will not, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, back up or give up on you and not wait on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, and we repent for the things that we've done and said that was not pleasing in you, Father God, that was not waiting on you, Father God, were not discerning correctly, Father. We praise you right now and ask you to forgive us, and we renounce all sin and all wickedness, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, according to your word, you told us in 2 Chronicles 7:14. So, Lord, I pray that even now as a prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, you told Solomon, after he finished the temples in 2 Chronicles 7:11, and I read down, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. The word says, when Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prospered effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have, hallelujah, chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. He said, if I shut up heaven, there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, if I send pestilence among my people. You said, if my people, Lord, I am yours, would you call by my name, your name, shall humble themselves. I humble myself before you, Father God, right now, and pray. And you said, seek your face. I'm seeking you for your presence, God. And turn from my wicked ways, God. Whatever sin, whatever wrongdoing, whatever wrong thought, wrong action, whatever it is that was not pleasing to you, Father God, I repent of it. I renounce it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And you said, in turn from my wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. You say, you will hear from heaven, you will forgive his sin, and you will heal the land. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank and praise you, Father God, that you say your word is forever settled in heaven. We thank and praise you tonight, Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you said that if I commit my ways unto you, you'll bring it to pass, Father. Lord God, you said even that, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not into your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, he'll direct your path. So, Lord, I'm asking you tonight, not only just to direct my path, but direct the path of your people, God. I know you will for those who have a truly have a heart after you, Father. I know that you will because you are a faithful God. You are faithful in everything you do. You're faithful in your word. You will keep your word. You're just looking for a vessel that would also do the same, Lord. And I pray for unsaved people out there tonight, Lord God. I pray for those who are going through and hungry and thirsting after righteousness, but they don't even understand what's going on with them. God, I pray, Father, and I come against the attack of the enemy that will come against to block them from seeing, God, or what you're saying and doing, God. And, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to send laborers in their pathway to draw them into the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, and lead them to a place that you has chosen to pick up for them to be taught and learned so they can go forth and do what you have called them out to do, Father. I pray tonight, God, for all alcoholics. I pray for the drug addicts. I pray for the prostitutes, Lord God. I pray for those who, you know, are going through dementia, God, Alzheimer's, mind altering drugs, or mind, whatever it is, God. I come against that spirit. I break the power of it right now over the lives of the people. I send forth your word out to bring deliverance. We call these people into the kingdom of God, Lord God, tonight. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We praise you for your mercy. We praise you, God, for your goodness. We praise you, Lord God, for what you're doing, God. We give you the honor, God. We give you the glory, Father God. In the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for other nations and other city. We pray for the people in prison, not only just physical prison, Father, but we pray for the people that are bound up in captivity, that it's not in a building, God. We pray for them right now, Father. We send for, Lord God, we intercede for them. We come against the attack of the enemy, God. We come against, Lord God, how some been falsely accused, God. We come against, Lord God, even people that have been murdered and been killed, God, and they haven't found who it is, God. We come against these people, Lord, they're fighting against one another, God. Change the hearts of people. Lord, send a sovereign move to change the heart of people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, if the people's not going to change, I keep telling people, until their heart change. Father, I pray right now tonight that we will seek your face, and Lord God, and let you be glorified by seeing the people's lives and the people's change, Father. Oh, God, we just thank you and we praise you for just whatever you're doing and going to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, praise you in the holy name. I pray for every minister of the gospel, whether they be prophet, whether they be teachers, whether they be pastors, whether they be a bishop, Father, those who are you called and truly called. I pray, Father God, for them, the struggle they may be having in their ministry, the struggle they may be having with their finances to run the ministry, God, and the struggle they may be having with the people that to wants to listen, God. Lord God, I know you've raised us all up for a particular people, God, a people that wants to hear the word, a people that wants hunger for a change, God. Father, send those people to those people, Father God, to those ministry, Father God. In the name of just send them even people to work with them, God. Lord God, that it's about bringing glory to your name, God. They're not there for personal reasons, God. They're not there, Lord God, to for to be lifted up themselves. But Lord, they're there to lift up the name of Jesus. We pray, God. We pray for families tonight, God. We pray for unsaved loved ones tonight, God. We just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, the Lord God, that the promise that you made them about their loved one, God, that they will hold on and hold fast because you will bring it to pass. How do I know? Because what you're doing in my life now, Lord, I thank you, God. I praise you for what you're doing, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God, you are so merciful. You are so kind, Lord God. I praise you, God. If it would not been for you on my side, God, I don't know where I would have been, God. Oh, Father, I praise you for your mercy. I praise you, Lord God, even for having mercy on me, God, when I didn't know right from wrong, Lord God. And sometimes if I did and done wrong, you still had mercy, Father. I praise you for that right now, Father. Oh, God, I glorify your name right now. God, we just pray, God, I pray, like I say, for the people in the White House. Lord, every one of them, God, every one of them, Lord God, you said you desire for all men to be saved, God. Lord, I pray that if there's a need for the repentance, not just the ones in the White House, God, even the ones out, Father God. I pray, Father, that you raise us up to begin to call sin out, whoever that is sinning, in the name of Jesus, stop compromising. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you tonight. You are a mighty God. You are a King of kings. You are Lord of lords, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God. I just lift your name up, God, for those who are in the hospital tonight, God. Those who are in their bed tonight, sick, God. Those who, Lord God, whatever's going on with them, God. And, Lord, even as you bring to my mind Larry, God, I thank you for what you're doing in his life, God. Lord, I thank you for a total restoration, God. A total restoration, God, in his life, Father God, as a testimony to you, Father God. Lord, I lift up Mary to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, a total restoration for her, God. I pray that every part of her body, every part of her limb, her back, her hip, line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. I send the fire of God out to them right now, Father God, to bring about healing, deliverance, God, as a testimony to your kingdom right now, even Larry, God. I send it out right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Nikki and I pray for Charles, God. I pray, Father God, that your supernatural power, God, will go forth, God, and touch them. Let the power of God hit them right now, God, wherever they are, whatever they stand in need of, God. We thank you right now for total deliverance in the name of Jesus. Cheryl, different ones, Lord God, I pray for them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Father God, even for Darlene, Lord God, that I pray for restoration. I pray, Father God, that you call those kidneys to work, Father God, as a testimony to you, God, and a testimony for your kingdom, God. The Lord, right now, Father God, we need to see a move of the kingdom of God so the enemy can know he ain't just doing what he doing, but God, but you've got greater power, greater authority than what he got. You just need yielded vessels to work through, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, and we pray right now for whoever, wherever they are, Father, in the name of Jesus. I lift them up to you right now, Father, and I ask you to move by your spirit, Father, and touch your people. Touch them, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Your word says, for us to call unto you, you show us great and mighty things which we know not. And we call unto you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your word says, for you are the Lord, you change not. That you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord God, we thank you for that word right now. In the name of Jesus, you said, if we commit our ways unto you, you will bring it to pass, Father. So we commit our ways unto you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We commit our desires to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we command the devil that the kingdom of darkness to bow its knees to the kingdom of heaven and grant us to petition the righteous one, God, that have petitioned that laid before you on the altar, Father, that the devil has to bow its knees to whatever it is and loose. We bind him up from holding things. We loose the Holy Ghost. We loose the real Spirit of God right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now when you said in your word, you said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. We will not tell. We hold fast to that word, God, because you said, behold, the soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Lord, you're telling us the right one shall live by faith, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you for your word tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, you say your word is forever settled in heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just pray this song that we ask you for a new heart. You said you would give a new heart, a new spirit, and you would put within us, and you would take away the stony heart out of the heart of flesh, and you would give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you. Lord, put your spirit within us and cause us to walk in your statutes. And you said, and then we'll keep your judgment, and we'll do them. We'll obey you. Father, let me know that a lot of times when people are not, because they don't have your spirit. And Lord, we pray that tonight, Father. We need a move of the Holy Ghost tonight, God. Move by your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we glorify your name. And Lord, your word of God say, it is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, God. Great is your faithfulness. This is your word, Father God. Your word. And we pray your word back to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. Because of you, your word never failed. We thank you that what you had said you would bring to pass. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we glorify your name, the great I am, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you said, Lord God, that you will heal and deliver us and set free. So many people need healing, Father. We thank you for your healing power right now in the name of Jesus. For every country, every state, every little town, every little mountain, in the mountain, God, wherever there are people at, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for them right now, Father God. Those who, Lord God, living in places that the house is not the decent, God, we lift them up to you right now, Father. We ask you some way, somehow, send supernatural, just like you did, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the word of God, with Eli, you sent a raven, God. It does not have to be a bird, but you can send someone that people don't expect to go and take care of that need. And, Father, we thank you because your word is, a faithful man shall abound with blessing, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. And, Lord, we thank you for your word tonight, God. We praise you for what you say, what you're going to do, God. We calling you back in remembrance of your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we speak it, we pray it, and we know, Father God, we pray your word, it has to come to pass in the name of Jesus, because it's your word, because you said your word will not go out and return to you void, but it will accomplish that which you please and whoever you send it to. So, Lord, we thank you for that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we praise you, we honor you, we glorify you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your love, your mercy, Father. Lord God, your scripture says again, God, hallelujah, in Proverbs 3:5, my soul, my son, forget not thy law, but let thy heart keep my commandment. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thy heart. So shall, Lord, we need favor right now. Find good favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Lord God, you said that we show mercy and truth. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know our hearts. You know what we have done. You should trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Lord, some of us are just not trying to figure things out. We're not trying to do things. We're trusting in you to bring your word to pass. And you say, in all of our ways, acknowledge you when you direct our path. And you said, be not wise in thine own eyes. You said, fear the Lord and depart from evil. So, Lord, help us, Lord God. We repent of any evil that we're doing, any evil that we're saying, God, or whatever it is, Lord. We ask you to forgive us right now in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord God, the word of God says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lord, we're praying the word, God, we're praying this word from my heart, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, the word of God says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Father, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, Almighty God, Lord, your word said the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all the work. The Lord is nigh to all of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. You say he will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He also will hear their cries and will save them. So, Lord, this is your word. I accept it. I believe it by faith in the name of Jesus. The Lord God, that is not only my needs, but those who, Lord God, is operating in that you want to bless them. In the name of Jesus, you're going to come to the rescue, God. We praise you right now. We praise you. We glorify you. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, well, oh, we just want to thank you. We praise you. Oh, God, hallelujah. You said in your word, Father God, that thy faithfulness is unto all gentlemen forever, oh Lord. First of all, let me back up. Oh, Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth and it's abideth. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for that word. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. The word of God also, that word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And, Lord, I thank you for that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your word being a lamp to guide me to where I need to go and how I need to go, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank and I praise you for that, Lord God, to keep me on the righteous path, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, your word of God said, thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Teach me good judgment, Lord, and knowledge. And I have believed that commandment. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I have kept thy word. Thou art good and does good. Teach me thy statutes. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We honor you. And so the word of God said, let thy mercy come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. Lord, we thank you right now for your word, Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the word of God. Lord, the scripture, thy hand have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandment. Oh, God, how we thank you tonight for your word. We praise you. So bless all the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimony, that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his way. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precept diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statute. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respected to all thy commandment. I will praise thee upright of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statute. I will keep thy statute, O Lord. Forsake me not utterly. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word? With my whole heart have I sought thee, O Lord. Let me not wander from thy commandment. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statute. With my lips have I declared all the judgment of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimony, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy way. I will delight myself in the statute. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous work things out of thy law. I'm a stranger in the earth, and hide not thy commandment from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it has unto thy judgment at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandment. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimony. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statute. Thy testimony also see my delight and my counselor. My soul cleaves unto the dust. Quicken thou unto me according to thy word. I have declared my way, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statute. Make me to understand the ways of the precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous word. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Remove from me the ways of blind, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth, thy judgment which I have said before. I have stuck unto my testimony, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of the commandment when thou shalt enlarge my heart. God, I thank and I praise you for your word tonight, Lord God. Teach me, O Lord, the ways of thy statute, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, Lord, and I shall keep that law. Yes, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandment, for there do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimony and not to coveting. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken that thou me in thy way. Establish my word unto thy servant, for who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgment are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precept. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercy come also to me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproach me. For I trust in thy words, and take not the word of truth out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgment. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. Hallelujah. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precept. I will speak of my testimony before kings, and will not be ashamed, and I will delight myself in thy commandments which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandment which I have loved. I will meditate in thy judgment. Remember the words unto thy servant which upon which thou hast called me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word has quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. For I remember thy judgment of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror has taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statute have been my song in the house of my pilgrim. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I have because I kept thy precept. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I will keep thy word. I entreat thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to thy word. I thought on my way and turned my feet into thy testimony. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandment. The band of the wicked have robbed me, that I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. I am a companion of all of them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precept. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy, and teach me thy statute. Lord, how much we thank you right now for your word. Thy hand has made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandment. They that fear thee, I'll be glad when they see me, because I have hope in the word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thy unfaithfulness has afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy mercy kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word, unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercy come unto me, and I may live. For thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they deserve perversely with me without a cause. For I will meditate in thy precept. Let those that fear be turned unto me, and those that have known thy testimony. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Lord, I thank you for your word. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. My eyes fail for thy word, saying, when will thou comfort me? For I have become like a barley in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statute. How many of the days of thy servant when I would thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud had digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All of thy commandments are faithful. They persecuted me wrongfully, help thou me. They have almost consumed me upon murder, but I forsook not thy precept. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep thy testimony, the testimony of thy mouth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, thy faithful to all generations. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth. They continue this day according to thy guidance for all of thy servants. Unless they low had been my delight, I should then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget thy precept, but with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precept. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimony. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh, how love I thy law is in my meditator all the days. Though thou wilt through thy commandment have made me wiser than my enemy, for they are over ever with me. I have more understanding than all of my teachers, without the testimony of my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precept. I have refrained my feet from every evil. Every ways that I might keep thy word. For I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Though through thy precept I get understanding, before I hate every false way, Lord. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Father, for your word, Father. I go to the hundred song now. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We praise you right now. But your words that make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye land, serve the Lord with goodness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. For we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his court with praises. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Father, we come to Psalm 103, and we'll read down from 1 to 1 to 8. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquity, who heals all thy disease, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who set by thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth are renewed like the eagle. The Lord execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He make known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenty in mercy. Lord, we thank and praise you for the reading of your word. We thank and just praise you, God, just for your goodness and your mercy, and that your word is true all by itself. God, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to even come on, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, and read the word of God, and put the word of God out, because we believe for the angels to take the word where it's needed, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, because we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're always with us, especially when we're with you, Father. When we're willing to obey you under any given circumstance. And I know that you are God, that you are faithful. And I know, Lord, you see what man don't see. Lord, you see the heart of people. And I'm asking you today, God, all of those who got a faithful heart, God, who got a heart that's pleasing to you, God, don't forget them, Father. Please don't forget them, Father. Lift them up with a standing, God. Raise them up. You said if you humble yourself upon the mighty hands of God, that you would exalt us in due time. And, Father, we thank you right now. We praise you. We thank you for this night and this opportunity, God. And we're going to go ahead on and log off, Father, in the name of Jesus and end the episode, Father. But we thank you for what we have done. And the favor, because we cannot do nothing without you. And I know you see what man don't see. So we praise you and we glorify you. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And we say blessing, blessing, blessing to the next time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.